It's Audiomo, day 12. I suppose this would be a physical and a metaphorical ramble, really. I've had a very lazy day today.
It's at that point I've decided to fade out this recording. I just nipped up the road to the late night Sainsbury's. It was 10 o'clock when I went up there. Hadn't planned on recording my Audiomo while I was walking the streets, which is why I didn't have a pop filter in my pocket. But something grabbed me and I thought, oh, I'm going to record something about this. So I did, but then I've just got back and listened to it, and you wouldn't believe how many cars drove by, how windy it was, how many police sirens I could hear. It was unusable. It was ridiculous. So I shall try and recap what I said in my failed mo now. So I'll explain what 7 into 9 means. Basically, as I walked up to the shops, in the space of, I'd say, less than 200 yards, there's 10 restaurants. Now, they're a complete mix. There's some curry houses, Indian restaurants, Italian. I think one's a Greek one, possibly. I'm not sure. There's a couple of, I suppose, what you could describe as upmarket sit-down burger joints. But between the first 9 restaurants, there was a grand total of 7 customers. Now, it's 10 o'clock. Too late to be eating. I would have thought on a Thursday night, 10 o'clock, would have been too late, really, would it? But maybe it is. I don't know. But the last one is a tapas bar. So that's the 10th one, which is actually probably the one that's been open the longest, apart from one of the Indian restaurants. And that actually had probably 20 people in it. But I just can't understand why so many restaurants have opened. Because all of these restaurants, more or less, have opened probably in the last 2 or 3 years. They've definitely opened since the financial crisis. And supposedly the worst business you can open in a recession is a restaurant. I'm just curious. I just think it's weird that someone would go into opening a restaurant. And literally, 3 of them are actually next door to each other. To put so many restaurants in such a short walk seems a bit crazy. No wonder none of them have any customers. That's it, really. That was my ramble. I just found it very weird. And it's quite funny as I'm walking by each one going, oh, 4 people in there, that's busy. Girl. Oh, there's no one in that one. Oh, there's no one in that one. Oh, there's someone in... Oh, no, that's someone sweeping up. One of them, they did look very, very depressed. The staff looked really sad. I wish them all the best. I hope they do make a success of it. But I can't see it happening. Anyway, that's it. That was my... meant to be a ramble. An engaging walk along the streets of Northampton, which failed miserably. Right. Bye!